Well, good morning or good afternoon, or it just may be evening, wherever we are reaching you today. It's always a joy and a pleasure on my part. I look forward every week to broadcast the message and the gospel of Jesus Christ to many parts of the world. And you know, I always look forward to receiving your mail. Regardless of how insignificant you may feel it is very important to us because we don't know whether we have any listeners or not, except you write us. So after this broadcast, would you please take note of our address and sit down and write us and tell us your request. And we'd be glad to correspond with you and help you in any way we can. We want to preach today or speak about what Jesus taught. And you know, He is our guide, He is our Lord, and He's our Savior. And if we want to be like Him, we have to take pattern from Him, how He lived. Jesus' life is our pattern. And if we'll pattern our life after Him, we certainly will be better. Now, we find in the 11th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, if you have a Bible, you may turn and read with us there. Luke chapter 11 and verses 1. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples. I want you to notice the importance of this question. The disciples had been following Jesus for now a short time, a couple of 3 years, and Jesus soon will be going back to heaven from whence he came. But as he walked among men on this earth, he walked among us, and he taught his disciples, and in return, the disciples wrote the Bible. Jesus himself inspired it. And we find the disciples noted that Jesus spent time in prayer. Do you know that Jesus, even being Lord, that he spent all night in prayer communing with his Heavenly Father? So if Jesus had to spend all night in prayer to commune with his Father, then how much more should we today commune with our Heavenly Father? And of course, perhaps you don't have time to spend all night in prayer, or maybe not even an hour a day. But you see, if we'll just give a portion of our time, you know, God teaches in His Word, He said, first of all, prayer and supplication be made for all men everywhere, for those that are in authority. And the disciples noted something about Jesus' prayer life. And if you notice, the question was not, Lord, tell us how to raise the dead, not how to give sight to the blind, or even feed several thousand as you did, but Lord, teach us to pray. So John taught his disciples to pray, and they realized there is power in prayer. And so, friend, today, if you're not a praying person, you know, I don't know of a better time on earth than right now, because we are living in troublesome times. And Jesus gave a model prayer. This is how Jesus taught his disciples to pray, and we can pray likewise. You know, Jesus covered all the essentials of a man's life. Notice how he taught them. He said, when you pray, say, Our Father. Now, we are to pray through and by our Lord Jesus Christ, but we are to address our prayers to our Heavenly Father. And our Heavenly Father is in heaven today. You know, God created the heavens and the earth and the firmament and even every creature that's on this earth. And then God created man after His own image and likeness. And so God gives us the preeminence. We have a soul and we can pray. And the prayers of God's people can certainly change the events of the world today. Now he said, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed or blessed be thy name. Might I start a prayer out in praising God and giving him thanks. You know, in everything, the Bible says, let us give thanks unto God. So whatever may be our lot for today, may we in return learn to give thanks to our Heavenly Father for it. Even if it be evil, you know, we can through and by the power of God can take even evil, and he can turn it around to mean good for our good and his glory. And citing one incident in the Bible, there was Joseph. The Bible said his brothers moved with envy and sold him into Egypt, but God was with him. And a few years later, when Job faced his brothers, he talked to them or rehearsed the matter of them selling him and betraying him. He said, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good." And through and by Joseph, he was able to save an entire nation from famine. And so he said, when you pray, say, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed or blessed be thy name, and thy kingdom come." You know, the kingdom of God is peace on earth and goodwill toward men. Jesus came to give peace. The world didn't receive him then, and the world doesn't receive him now. But many as did receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. And if you'll just receive him now, my dear friend, you can have the kingdom of God dwelling in your life. And that is the Spirit of God. The kingdom has come unto us. He said, "Thy will be done." He taught us to pray for God's will. Many times we have our sights on what we want. What we want, we sometimes are selfish about it. We sometimes are greedy. And we just should pray, "Thy will be done." He said, "As in heaven, so in earth." So we should pray that the will of God be done in earth. And I don't believe the will of God is really and fully being done on this earth today, because there's wars and rumors of wars. There's famine, earthquakes, and all these things God said would come to pass. But he said the end is not yet, but it's even at the door. But he did say, now when you see all these things come to pass, he said it's near, and we can see many things coming to pass as God wrote about in the 24th chapter of the book of Matthew. He said, "Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that the summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. And verily I say unto you, that this generation shall not pass away till all these things be fulfilled." And he goes on to say with great assurance, he said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall never." So the words of God are never going to pass away, friend. God wrote the Bible. He created the world. And my friend, people have tried to destroy the Bible, the Word of God, but it'll never be destroyed. Even when this earth, my friend, is burning with fervent heat, the Word of God is still going to be preserved. Maybe just in the hearts of his people, but still it's going to be here. So we should pray for God's will to be done on earth. And I want you to notice, we sometimes like to lay things up for days and weeks and maybe even years to come. But even if we have bread for this day, we should give God the thanks for it. And he said, "Give us day by day our daily bread." A lot of people will go to bed tonight or tomorrow night, and perhaps they don't know where their next meal is coming from. I have never seen that in my life, friend. I've always had food. We normally have three meals a day here in the United States of America, and we are very blessed with the abundance of food. And sometimes we get down very low, perhaps. There have been bad times in America. We are enjoying good things today. But my friend, we are troubled like everybody else is. Now, I'm not troubled about dying because I'm ready to die, but I'm troubled about the condition of the world, because there is war, rumors of wars, people are fighting, and people are envious, and they have strife in their heart, murder. And he said all these things are the beginnings of sorrow. So we should pray to give us our daily bread. And he said, you pray that your sins would be forgiven. You know, every day we should, as we lay on our bed, ask God to forgive us of any sins that we may have committed. And of course, God being a loving and forgiving God that he is, he said, if we'll confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all of our sins. So he said, you pray for him to forgive us of our sins. for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us or somebody that has sinned against us. Now, if we don't forgive our fellow man, neither will our Heavenly Father forgive us. So if you have hatred or malice against anybody or any people today, you know, a Christian cannot hate. We don't love a lot of people's ways, but we don't hate them because we know if they die without God, they go into that awful place that is called hell. And we don't want anybody to go to that terrible place. You may say, how do you know there's a hell? Well, we find a record in the Bible of a rich man. He died and went to hell. And in hell he lift up his eyes being in torments. So we have a record of that in the Bible, friend. And people do die, and they're going to one or two places. They're going to heaven. Those that are saved are born again. And those that aren't born again are saved. They are going to that awful place that is called hell. So we should pray also that he would lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. You know, it is the prayer of every Christian that we would not be led into the paths of evil or even temptation. We pray and ask God that he would lead us from temptation. So today you can have peace, you can have joy, you can have your prayers answered today if you will just turn to the true and living God, Jesus Christ. He said, if you pray in my name, he said, I will forgive your sins. So may you learn to pray. And right now, if you are a Christian, will you join me in prayer? And if you're not a Christian, you pray anyway. You pray for yourself and your sins. Shall we pray together? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. You've been so good to us, dear God. You loved us when we were unlovable. You provided for us, dear God. We've never been forsaken, or we've never begged bread. But we're glad, Lord, for your saving grace today. Thank you in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. May God bless you. Until the next time, here's our announcer, and would you please write to us.